I'm just saying.
Take me out to the ball game.
In God we trust.
No.
Everybody else pay cash.
Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. And now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
By the home team, and if they don't win, it's a shame. Cause there's a one, two, a three strikes to have at your ball game.
Yeah. What's that way all the time? I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And there's a lot of ball games left. Just trying to stay in a positive light, focus on your improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. And he does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad, everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that just makes kids better about playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the back at first base. Oh my.
Good news. Roof for the home team. Any day, don't win is a shame.
Now, whoever takes two out of three is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network at TSRNSports.com.
is the legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence. TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue. Country Store and Barbecue next in line. Octane Energy Drink. The ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps. The few. The proud. The Marines. Joe Myers Toyota. Where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend. Take some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, a smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza. Oh, yes, we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks. Tweet, text, and Facebook and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Christopher Tiller.
Back to Phillips Fields. We're set for game two of our doubleheader. Alvin winning the first game 1-0 on the walk-off single by Jermaine Ward. Now they will go for the sweep. Temple will try and salvage the split of this doubleheader. Let's take a look at the Temple's lineup here in game two. Leading off will be the left fielder Jalen Brooks, batting second at short. Jacob Stagent batting third at DH. Baylor Rowlett batting fourth in right field. Preston Masick batting fifth at first base, Jacob Alexander. Batting sixth at third base, Reed Carlton. Batting seventh at second base, Michael Davila. Batting eighth and catching, Taylor Bright. And batting ninth will be the center fielder, Jake Johnston. Temple, managed by Craig McMurtry, now have a record of 1-2 overall. Your top three in your Temple lineup is Brooks, Stagan, Rowlett, middle three, Masick, Alexander, Carlton, bottom three, Davila, Bright, and Johnston. Defense here in game two for Alvin looks like this. Bright, correction, Willems is behind the plate. Cuevas is at third, Ward's at short, Correa at second, Almaguer at first in the outfield. Alexander's in left, Cannell's in center, and Albaugh is in right. Getting the start here in game two for Alvin, it's number 34, Andrew Wood. Wood's a freshman left-hander, 6'1", 205 out of Hemp Hill, Texas, Hemp Hill High School. Temple just managed one hit in game one. As the first pitch here in game two is popped up, foul out of play by Jalen Brooks. Brooks went 0 for 3 in the first game. The 0-1 popped up, foul out of play. So Wood jumps ahead of Brooks, 0-2. Wood in his windup, misses outside. One, two, to Brooks. Slow chopper up the third baseline. Coming in is Cuevas. Has it, fires on the run. That'll be in time to get the speedy Brooks. Nice play by Cuevas on out number one. Jacob Stagent fouls off the first pitch. First game, Stagent went 0 for 3. He did reach base once via an error. And the only leper to have a hit was Baylor Rowlett. The 0-1. That's going to hit the inside corner right at the knees, and it's 0-2. Wood kicks, fires, misses outside. One, two. Hopped up foul first base side. I think that's going to get out of play. Almaguer giving chase, and that'll hit off the top of the fence and carry him out of the park. Count holds at 1-2. Two to Stegent, comes inside. And now we got Willems behind the plate here for Alvin in game two. Gray started the first game. Willems is a sophomore out of Aledo. 2-2 is low now. Count has gone full, 3-2. Two. Yeah! That's good. Clip the outside corner. Strike three.
We got two.
Two up, two down here for Wood. As Baylor Rowlett comes to the plate. He reached base all three times in game one. Single, hit by a pitch, and then drew a walk. Fouls off the first pitch. Rowlett started behind the plate in game one. Now he's going to be the DH here in game two. The 0-1. Lifted into right. Foul ball. Back in front of the warning track, and he'll make the catch. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Wood. Head to the bottom of the first. Temple, nothing. Alvin coming to bat.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Take a look at your starting lineup here in game two for the Dolphins of Alvin, who are now 2-0 on the young season. Leading off will be the second baseman, Juan Correa, batting second, playing third. Eric Cuevas batting third in center field will be Sean Cannell. Batting fourth at first base, Ruben Almaguer. Batting fifth and left is Troy Alexander. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Bakari Gale. Batting seventh in right field, Trey Alball. Batting eighth and catching, Zane Willems. And batting ninth will be the shortstop, Jermaine Ward. Alvin managed by Jason Schreiber. Top three in your Dolphin lineup: Correa, Cuevas, Cannell. Middle three, Almaguer, Alexander, and Gale. Bottom three, Alball, Willems, and Ward. First pitch coming to Correa is outside for ball one. And the big guy, number 23, Mason Furlong, getting a start here for Temple in game two. 6'7", sophomore out of Barbers Hill, as he now throws ball two. Next pitch in there for a strike. Oh, 2-1. Furlong took something off, and it caught the outside corner. It's now 2-2.
Nobody better. Nobody better.
Correa went hitless in the first game. He grounds this one right side and underneath the diving attempt by Davila and into right field as Correa has himself his first hit today. And the leadoff man is on for Alvin. Here's Eric Cuevas showing bunt, and he puts it down in front of home plate. Furlong comes off the mound, fields it. His play will be at first base as he makes the play. Cuevas is retired on the sack bunt. Moving to second is Correa. So here's Sean Canellas. He'll have a teammate in scoring position. First pitch to Cannell, ground ball to the shortstop, Stegen. Looks Correa back to second, throws over to first, and that will retire Cannell. Now there are two down. Let's give you up to Ruben Almaguer here for the Dolphins. First pitch to Almaguer. It is low for ball one. Furlong looking at Correa at second. Just misses with his next pitch, 2-0. What you do, kid? 2-0 drifts off the plate for ball three. Troy Alexander is on base. We're just underway here in game two. 3-0. Cannell takes it all the way and takes a four-pitch walk. Almaguer takes a four-pitch walk. So now the Dolphins first and second for Troy Alexander. Alexander went hitless in the first game. Lefty against lefty in this matchup as Furlong misses for ball one. One oh. There's a good looking pitch from Furlong. 1-1. It's pulled to the first base side. Alexander has it. He'll go to the bag himself as Alexander. Jacob Alexander will retire Troy Alexander to end this first inning. Alvin will leave two men on base. We've played one here in game two. We're scoreless as we head to the second inning.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
Four, five, six hitters due up here for Temple. So we go to the second inning. Preston Masick leading off. Jacob Alexander, Reed Carlton will follow. First pitch hit down the right field line. Twisting foul. Now get out of play for strike one. Wood delivers strike two. The 0-2 is outside. Wood will step off momentarily. In the first game, Masick batted fifth. And he went 0-for-2 with a walk as that pitch just missed the inside corner. Now 2-2. That is hit into right center field. Over to cut it off is Cannell. And that'll hold Masick to a leadoff single. Just the second hit of the day for Temple. So leadoff man's on here for the Leopards for Jacob Alexander. Showing bunt. And the pitch comes inside for ball one. Alexander came in late in game two, did not have an at bat. Sophomore out of Belton, Texas. As there'll be a throw over to first by Wood. Cuevas coming in on the grass at third, not showing bunt this time, as Alexander will swing away, pop it up first base side to foul territory. Almaquir will have room as he makes a catch. Route number one. The wind helping that push it back into play. And here's Reed Carlton. Five right there. First pitch coming. Carlson showing bunt, and he's going to put it down to third base line, and overrunning it is Wood, and everybody's going to be safe. Had a hit for Carlton. Now first and second for Temple.
Regular double play.
Michael Davila at the plate. Swings away, loops it over, short. That's going to fall in for a hit. Masick being waved home. The throw will go to third as streaking to third is Carlton, and then going to second, sliding in safely is Davila. Davila collects an RBI, and it's 1-0 Temple. Batter now is Taylor Bright getting the start here in game two from behind the plate. Al McGeer and Cuevas playing in at the corners. First pitch. Hits the outside corner. Wood in his motion delivers. Sweet ground ball to second. This is going to score a run. Correa fields it. Flips over to first to retire Bright. Carlton comes on home with run number two for Temple. Bright gets an RBI on the ground out. And Davila moves to third on the play. Ninth place hitter Jake Johnston at the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Davila leads off from third, the 0-1. Up and away. Finally, Temple is on the board here today as they've got two runs so far here in the second inning. One-one, swing and a miss. 1-2. Wood coming set. Kicks and fires up and away. Now you got deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two-two. Swing and a miss as Wood collects his second strikeout. Ends the Temple second inning. But Temple plates two runs on three hits. Singles by Masick and Carlton. Then an RBI single by Davila. RBI ground out by Bright. We'll go to the bottom of the second. 2-0, Temple.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
First pitch here in the bottom of the second. It's called a strike from Furlong to Bakari Gale, Trey Allball, and then Zane Willems will follow as Furlong catches the corner again. It's quickly 0-2 to Gale. Next pitch. Late call by the umpire, and he rings up Gale for strike three. First strikeout for Furlong. Here's Trey Allball getting the start here in game two. Swings and misses for strike one.
Let's go,
Yeah, one. Ground ball to short. Moving to his left. Unable to get it. Goes into center field. And Allball is on with one out. Stay getting the shortstop was playing more in the hole. As he was unable to get that ground ball by Allball. Hit number two for Alvin here in game two. Zane Willems comes to the plate. First pitch is hit in the air to right center field. No one's going to get it. Masick's got to play it. Deep out there in the gap. Alvall's on his horse. He's going to be held at third on a double by Willems. And back come the Dolphins. Runners second and third with one out for Jermaine Ward. Ward won it for Alvin in game one with a walk-off RBI single. Scoring Cuevas. Ward swings the first pitch, pops up foul territory, first base side. Alexander's over, and he makes an over-the-shoulder catch. The runners unable to move up as Alexander fires a strike home for out number two. Now there's two outs for Juan Correa. Say it right. As he misses up and away, ball one. Correa singled this first at bat here. He went 0 for 3 in game one. Runners take their lead to 1-0. This is low inside, and it's 2-0 to Correa. First base is open. Eric Cuevas is on deck. Right up. Yeah, go, get a 2-0. Correa lays off the high pitch for ball three. Rio, there's a strike. 3-1. Runners take their leads. 3-1. There's low and inside, and Correa works the walk. That's going to load the bases. Second walk issued by Furlong. Cuevas laid down a sack bunt in the first inning. First pitch in there for a strike. So Furlong gets ahead. 0-1. And the full windup. Furlong hits the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Albaugh at third, Willems at second, Correa at first. And a ball is now called on Furlong. Albaugh gets to touch home plate. First run of the game for Alvin. Willems goes to third, Correa goes to second. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss. So Furlong will get his second strikeout in the inning. But Alvin gets a run on two hits thanks to the balk. They'll leave two men on. Alvin's now left four men on in the first two innings. After two innings of play here in game two, it's 2-1 Temple.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 2. 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you. Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide level corrections. The company is not approved for any part use.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Jalen Brooks swings and misses at the first pitch. Here in the third inning, top of the Temple lineup with Jacob Stegen and then Baylor Rowlett following Brooks. Yeah, one. Ground ball is short. Ward will wait on it. Has it now. Fires over to first. To retire Brooks on out number one. Here is Stegen. As he takes a strike. As Wood delivers the 0-1. As line to left, Alexander can't get it. Goes over his head, one hops the wall. Rounding first, heading for second. And he'll make it in standing up. Is Stagent with a one-out double. Hit number four for Temple. Baylor Rowlett at the plate. Lifts one high and deep to left. Alexander back. He's looking up. Goodbye home run for Baylor Rowlett. 4-1 now Temple. Preston Masick at the plate. Takes outside ball one. Swing and a miss. Masick singled in his first at bat. Started the two-run rally last inning for Temple. Next pitch is popped up foul and out of play. Next pitch. Right off the end of the bat, did Masick as he got it back behind the plate. Count still 1-2. Wood in his motion delivers. Ground ball just foul down the third base line. Count holds at 1-2. Wood delivers outside. Now the count's even 2-2. Next pitch. That's going to be in there for strike three. Third strikeout for Wood. Out number two here in the third. There's Jacob Alexander. Swing the first pitch, hits it into right. But right at Alball, who makes the catch for out number three. Temple, however, gets two more runs, double by Stagent, then a two-run home run by Baylor Rowlett. We'll go to the bottom of the third. 4-1 now, Temple.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
To the bottom of the third inning we go. 3, 4, 5 hitters due up for Alvin. Sean Cannell, Ruben Almaguer, and then Troy Alexander. Furlong now with a three-run lead. Delivers his first pitch, which hits the outside corner for strike one. Cannell grounded out to short back in the first inning. And Furlong hits the outside corner again, and it's quickly 0-2.
Hey, battle up, Don. Here we go, kid.
Kids,
fight.
Fight,
baby.
The 0-2. A little bit high.
Hey, keep fighting. Hold on, kid. Hey, you good here, man. You good here, kid.
No, no, no. I had to be. What a drop.
1-2. High chopper to third. Carlton coming in. Makes the next short hop. Fire to the first. Nice play by Carlton on out number one. Here's Ruben Almaguer. Swinging foul. Tip back in the mid of Bright for strike one. Next pitch hits the inside corner for strike two.
Hey, battle up, kid, battle up. Step out if you have to, babe. Don't let him rush you, kid. Come on out, two-way. Come on out, two-way. Let's go, Rube.
The 0-2. Just misses the outside corner. Furlong delivers high with his next pitch. Count goes to 2-2.
Here we go.
2-2. Breaking pitch. Drops into the strike zone for strike three. Third strikeout for Furlong. Troy Alexander takes a big cut, comes up empty for strike one. Next pitch comes inside and misses. One-one. Left side. Brooks. Now in foul territory, will make the catch. That completes a 1-2-3 inning for Furlong. We'll go to the fourth inning here in game two. 7-inning affair. It's 4-1. Temple.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your needs. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Go to fourth inning. Reed Carlton will bat first here for Temple as Wood will begin his fourth inning of work. First pitch popped up, foul, and out of play. Michael Davila, Taylor Bright will follow after Carlton. 6-7 and 8 hitters in the lineup for Temple.
Here you go now, let's go, Bob. Everybody say, be right here.
0-1. Breaking ball just missing.
Go, Bob, great kid.
On one. Hits the outside corner. Carlton got himself a bunt single, his first plate appearance. They came around to score the Temple second run. 1-2, misses low and inside. Well, even up the count, 2-2. Temple trying to split their four games this weekend, having won their first game, now losing their last two, as this one's put up the right field line in foul territory, and that'll get out of play. Count holds here, 2-2. On the flip side for Alvin, they're trying to go for a three-game sweep here of this opening weekend. Defeating Brookhaven yesterday, and now winning our first game today. Galveston won their first game over Brookhaven today, and now leading game 2-4-2. As Wood misses his next pitch, now it's gone full here to Carlton, 3-2. Galveston won the first game over Brookhaven, 4-2. Galveston now 2-1. There it is, called strike three. Wood hit the lower portion of the strike zone on that pitch. Strikeout number 4 for Wood. Here's Davila. Lines that one over second, coming in is Albon. Albon will make a nice sliding catch for out number 2. Ball hung up just long enough for Albon to come in and get it. Davila now 1-for-2. Got Temple on the board back in the second inning with an RBI single. Here's Taylor Bright. Swings to the first pitch, and that is a outstanding snare over there at third by Cuevas on that line drive off the bat of Bright for out number 3. Not sure if that were landed in fair territory or not, but Bright hit that one right on the screws. We'll have nothing to show for it. And the box score as we'll go down to the bottom of the fourth. Still 4-1, Temple.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
We move to the bottom of the fourth inning with Temple leading 4-1. Furlong warming it up. This will be his fourth inning. Bakari Gale, Trey Albaugh, and Zane Willems scheduled to bat. Gale 0-1 here in game two. Take strike one. Yeah, one. Foul out of play. Oh, and two to Gale as Furlong misses outside.
Keep fighting, kid. Battle back, babe. Here we go. Get behind him, boys. Let's go, hey.
There we go. 1-2. This is inside.
Okay, here we go. Let's go, man. Come on, Charlie.
Furlong ready as he now delivers a 2-2, and that's going to be fouled off.
Let's go.
Fight it out.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby.
Alright.
2-2. It is lifted into left center field and deep. Brooks and Johnson giving chase, and they're looking up, and that's going to leave the yard for a home run for Bakari Gale. Boy, that ball carried, and of course the wind helping it out today as the wind is blowing out towards left center. Score now 4-2 in favor of Temple.
Let's go, Trey. Come on, kid. Atta boy. Good lead.
First pitch showing bunt. Foul ball. They will pull the bunt back in time for ball one.
Come on out, Trey. Don't let him pick you, babe.
All right, now.
Come on out, bud.
Al Ball's one for one as he now is ahead in the count 2-0.
There not. Come on out, Trey. Come on, man.
Next pitch is lifted in the air to center field. Johnston back a few steps. Now just waiting for it to come down as it comes down in his glove for out number one.
It's going, Zane. Let's go, 1-8. Let's go, Zane. Let's go, Zane. Come on, 1-8.
Zane Willems to the plate.
Get another rip, man.
Take strike one. Furlong hits the inside corner. Willems doubled first time up.
Let's go, 1-8. Here we go, man.
Grounds this one in the hole left side, and that'll find its way into left field. Willems now 2-for-2.
Talking like I got money. I'm going to do the money walk.
Hit number five for Alvin. Hit call now tied at five. Here's Jermaine Ward.
I know, man. Get you a piece, kid. Oh, yeah, two. Here we go, two. I know, kid. Get a rip. Get a rip.
First pitch showing bunch. Ward lays it down, but it's going to roll foul up the third base line.
I like you, Zane. I like you, man.
That's it. Ward coming back towards the plate. Popped up to the first baseman in foul territory. His first time up.
Let's go, two. Come on, man. Get you a knock right here, kid. Get you a knock.
Alexander, the first baseman for Temple, holding on Willems. The 0-1. There's a strike. 0-2.
Hey, battle, kid. Battle. Be tough. Come on, man. Battle up there, too. Come on, man.
Okay, man. The 0-2. Swing and a miss by Ward. Second out of the inning. Strikeout number four now for Furlong. And here's Jean Correa. Correa's been on both times here in game two with a single and a walk.
Come on, we need it right here. Let's go, bud.
First pitch comes inside, ball one.
Come on, JC. Get you a rip, kid. Get you a rip, kid.
All right, go, JC. Rip,
man. Yeah, here we go, Fiverr.
Willems, not a big lead at first. As Correa watches that pitch miss outside for ball two.
I come to you now, kid. Find one you like, ribbit, man.
Correa is your tying run at the plate. So we play here in the bottom of the fourth, 2-0. There's a strike.
That's not what you want there. That's not what you want.
2-1. Okay.
Come on, five. Let's go, JC. C-Rip, kid. Get on one now.
2-1.
Attaboy, get a lead.
Just misses. 3-1. Eric Cuevas would be the next Dolphin batter.
Be talking. Come on, JC.
Let's go. A run is in here in the bottom of the fourth for Alvin on a solo home run by Bakari Gale.
Come on, five.
Willems saw it first with a single to 3-1. Ground ball to third. Carlton up with it. He's going to throw across the diamond, and that's going to retire Correa on out number three. So Alvin will settle for the solo home run by Bakari Gale as we'll go to the fifth inning. 4-2, Temple.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN on the go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in Lake City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Go to the fifth inning. New pitcher coming in here for Alvin as Wood goes four innings. 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. No walks, 4 strikeouts for Wood. Taking over is going to be a fellow freshman, number 23, right-hander Jalen Evans. Evans, 6'3", 200-pounder out of Warren, Michigan at Mott High School. He's going to face Jake Johnson first. Then Jalen Brooks and Jacob Stagent, 9-1 and 2 hitters here for Temple. First pitch by Evans is a swing and a foul tip back in the mid of Willems for strike one. Yeah, 1. Johnson puts it in the air to center field. Cannell, plenty of room out there as he makes a catch for out number 1. Lineup turns over here for Temple. Leadoff man Jalen Brooks at the plate. He's ground out to third and he's grounded out to short. Takes ball 1. One 0 is lined in the left center field.
Big Michael!
The extra bases for Brooks.
Big
and it will be extra bases as he's going to go on a stand-up double. Hit number 6 for Temple. First hit of the season for Brooks. Here's Jacob Stagent. He doubled last time up, 1-for-2 overall. Willems is having a conversation with Evans out in front of the mound. Both bullpens have action as we play here in the fifth inning. Yeah, Willems back behind the plate, relaying the signs to Evans. Evans coming set. First pitch, way high for ball 1. Now again, Willems is going to jog out to say a few words to Evans. Ready now. The 1-0. Ground ball left side in the hole. Base hit. Brooks will be held at third as the throw comes in from Alexander in left. Stagent with his second hit here in game 2. Temple's got runners at the corners. One out for Baylor Rowlett. And before Rowlett comes to the plate, we're going to have a pitching change. Jason Schreiber coming out. Rowlett left the yard his last at bat with a two-run home run. So that's going to be it for Evans. So Cameron Calhoun is going to come in next for Alvin. So Evans faces three batters, records one out, responsible for the two runners on base as Calhoun warms it up. We'll step out for 60 seconds. Temple threatening here at the top of the fifth as they lead 4-2.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal you're chasing, exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Calhoun, the redshirt freshman out of Missouri City, Texas, right-hander, 5'10", 160 pounds. He's going to inherit two runners on base here with one out. Brooks at third, Stajent at first for Baylor Rowlett. Rowlett in the box, Calhoun set. His first pitch, outside, ball one.
What's up here?
Time called, Willems. Let's go jog out to the mound. Willems now back behind the plate. Counts 1-0 here to Rowlett. Rowlett lays off the high pitch, 2-0. And that is hit down the right field line. That's going to drop in fair. Brooks scores. Stajent being waved home. And there will not be a throw to the plate. Rowlett is standing at second with a two-run double. Four RBIs now for Rowlett. Rowlett going opposite field to drive in those two runs. Now, biggest lead of the ball game for Temple, 6-2.
Rest on.
Here's Preston Masick. He's 1-for-2. Breaking ball hits the inside corner.
Oh,
0-1. Ground ball left side, third baseman Cuevas as it looks. Rowlett back to second. Low throw dug out of there by Almaguer to complete the out of Masick. Second out of the inning. Here's Jacob Alexander. First pitch, swing and a miss. For Alexander, he's popped up to first, and then he's lined to right. Yeah, one. It's just missing. That almost got a piece of Alexander for ball two. Calhoun, and that's a ground ball to third. Cuevas has it. Another low throw, but Almaguer able to dig it out to complete the out hit there of Alexander, the third out of the inning. But Temple puts up another two spot. Third time in five innings. They've scored twice. This time they get a double by Brooks, a single by Stagent, and then a two-run double by Rowlett. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Now 6-2, Temple.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Fifth inning of work coming up here for Furlong. Now has a 6-2 lead. 2-3-4 hitters due up for Alvin, Eric Cuevas, Sean Cannell, and then it'll be Ruben Almaguer. First pitch is going to be roped into left by Cuevas for a base hit. Cuevas jumping on the first pitch here in the fifth by Furlong. Hit number six for Alvin. And here's Sean Cannell.
Let's go, boy.
First pitch to Cannell. He swings the first pitch. Grounds it to third. Carlson will go to second for one. That'll be the only out they're going to get. As Cuevas is retired, Cannell reaches first on the fielder's choice. So one out for Ruben Almaguer.
Spot two-way, high now, kid. Let's go,
He swings at the first pitch, grounds it foul, third base line for strike one.
Come on. Let's have some minutes, okay? Let's have some minutes. Behind him.
Al McGeer here in game two has walked, and then he struck out. The 0-1 hit weakly is short. Stajan has it. He'll go to second for one, and again, that's going to be the only out they're going to get. So Cannell is retired. Al McGeer reaches on the fielder's choice. Troy Alexander. Easy to take a strike.
Come on, TJ. See your rib, kid. There you go. Get you a piece right here. Come on, 1-9. See your rib, man.
Furlong delivers. Low. Count goes to 1-1 here in game two. Alexander is grounded to first. Then he flew out to left.
1-1.
Wow.
Here we go, TJ. Come on, 1-9. Find where you like your rib, kid. Here we go. Come on, man.
On one, ground ball to second. Davila has it. He'll go to first. No runs, one hit. One man left here for the Dolphins. As Furlong has delivered five strong innings for the Leopards. We'll go to the sixth. Here in game two, it's 6-2 Temple.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you. Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide level corrections. The company is not approved for any partners.
Reed Carlton will lead off for Temple as well as sixth inning. 6-7-8 hitters for Temple. Michael Davila, Taylor Bright will follow. Carlton's 1-for-2. Calhoun still on the mound here for Alvin. First pitch is lifted to right. Albo coming in. He can't get it dropped in front of him. And Carlton is now 2-for-3. Now Michael Davila coming to the plate. 1-for-2 is Davila. RBI single back in the second inning. Sean Bunt pulls it back. Takes low. He gets away from Willems. Trying to go to second is Carlton. He'll make it in safely. Scored as a wild pitch.
You
3.
Yo, Cam, you all right, kid?
Let me know, Lord.
Fuck yeah.
Showing bunt and popping up the bunt, foul territory, trying to make a diving catch. It's Cuevas, but he's unable to. Counts 1-1. First baseman Al McGeer now playing in on the grass. See if Davila's going to square around again. He's not. And he's going to take a strike. 1-2. Now Al McGeer's going to back up at first base.
Easy.
1-2. Low and outside. Calhoun taking a peek at Carlton at second. Brings a 2-2. Ground ball foul. Third base line. Two again to Davila. Breaking ball. Hit past the diving third baseman down the left field line. Here comes Carlton on the plate. He'll score. And Davila has himself an RBI double. Second run batted in the game for Davila. Now has a single and a double. 7-2 Temple. Taylor Bright at the plate. Takes up and away. Ball one. Bright has an RBI ground out. That occurred in the second inning. Then a line shot snared by Cuevas at third. 1-0. Swing and a miss. One. Fouled off back behind the plate.
Easy, boom, boom.
One, two on its way to Bright. Breaking pitch just missing the strike zone. Two. Hopped up. Foul out of play. Got two pitchers throwing in the Temple bullpen. Might be a safe assumption to say Furlong's day is going to be done with his five innings. Two. That is going to find the strike zone as Bright's caught looking. Calhoun collects his first strikeout. Jake Johnston now at the plate. First pitch hit in the air to right center field. Out ball. Making the catch, tagging up and going to third is Davila. The throw is going to be a little bit late. It gets by Cuevas, but it's backed up by Calhoun. So Johnson's retired on out number two, but Davila is able to move up 90 feet to third base. Here's Jalen Brooks.
That boy, JJ.
We say six.
Brooks checks swing on the first pitch, and home plate umpire says he went around on strike one.
Way to work, Zane. Way to work.
Brooks doubled and scored last at bat.
Come on, babe. Come back. Come on, kid.
The 0-1, swing and a miss. Now it's 0-2.
Not done, Cam. Get us in here.
Come on, Mike.
What do you say, Cam?
What do you say,
Calhoun in his motion. And he's going to hit the outside corner. And Brooks is caught looking. Two strikeouts in the inning for Calhoun. However, Temple gets a run on two hits. Single by Carlton, RBI double by Davila. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Temple in control. They lead 7-2.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know.
How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
Four on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? PitaPit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
PitaPit. Fresh grilled, flavored fill at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
Bottom of the sixth inning as new pitcher is in for Temple. And number 22, Sean Jameson. Jameson, sophomore right-hander.
Sorry, come on, eh?
All right, Sean, let's go, baby.
5'11", 280 out of Angleton, Texas. Kari Gale. Leading off. Swung on and got a piece of it for strike one. Gale hit a solo home run last time up. He's 1-for-2 overall. Next pitch.
One more shot.
It's the inside corner.
I'll be right back. Like you can, kid. Like you can.
The 0-2. Lifted high in the air to center field. Johnston is there, and he makes the catch for out number one. Trey Albaugh, 1-for-2. Is Albaugh got a single back in the second inning. Zane Willems. Scheduled to hit next. And this will be a little dribble right back to Jameson as he makes the throw over to first, snared by Alexander to complete the out of Albaugh and out number two. Two quick outs for Jameson out of the bullpen, and here's Zane Willems.
Just gonna start with two boys. Show you a few hits together here.
Come on, Zane.
Come on, Zane.
Willems has a double and a single. Swings at the first pitch, and he pops this one up. Now territory third baseman Carlton is there, and he makes a catch. Boy, that is very quick. 1-2-3 inning for Jameson. We'll head to the last inning, barring an Alvin comeback here. As we go to the seventh inning, it is 7-2 Temple.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
I hate my job, but I don't mind getting up in the morning. I dread each day, but I can't wait to get out of bed. You ask me why, and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draps, son, they're the best in town. Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true. Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
Top of the seventh inning, we got another pitcher on the mound here for Alvin. This is going to be Jesse Ramirez coming in, fourth pitcher for the Dolphins. Ramirez, sophomore, left-hander, 5'9", 155 out of Missouri City. Jacob Stagent leading off, first pitch, grabs it right by Ramirez and into center field for a base hit. Third consecutive hit for Stagent. Here comes Rowlett. And six plate appearances today. Rowlett's only been retired once. Here in this game, he's got a two-run home run and then a two-run double. Takes outside, ball one.
You say none?
1-0. This is low for ball two. Ground ball foul, third baseline. So it appears these two teams will split the two games here today. As a 2-1 is high, now 3-1. Preston Masick awaits on deck.
Hey,
got a base right here, kid. 3-1. Is hit somewhere in the left field, way out of here for Rowlett. Tape measure shot, his second home run of the game. Six RBIs for Rowlett. Runs 8 and 9 for Temple. Offense coming alive here in game two. Masick takes a strike. Masick's 1 for 3.
Let's go play nasty.
Ramirez misses up and away. 1-1. Next pitch drops low, 2-1. Next pitch is cued towards first. Almaguer has it. He'll take play all by himself to retire Masick for the first out here in the seventh. Here's Jacob Alexander. So for Temple here in game two, 2 runs in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, and now 2 more here in the seventh. 9 runs on 11 hits. First pitch grounded to short. Ward has it. Throws over to first. That retires Alexander. 2 outs in the inning. Here's Reed Carlton. 2 for 3 is Carlton. Both those hits for singles. He's also scored twice. First pitch is bounced up there to Carlton for ball one. Next pitch is hit in the air to right. Al Ball is there in a few steps and makes a catch for out number 3. So following a 2-run home run, Ramirez retires the next 3 Leopards in order. But before then, there's a single by Stajan, and then the massive home run by Baylor Rowlett, his second home run of the game. Will go to the bottom of the seventh. Temple just 3 outs away from splitting the 2 games today. It's Temple 9, Alvin 2.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Jamison will try and close it out here for Temple. Pitched a 1-2-3 sixth inning as Furlong pitched the first 5 innings for the Leopards. We got Ryan Benavidez. Pinch hit here for Alvin. Pinch hitting for Ward. 9-1 and 2 hitters scheduled for the Dolphins. Sean Correa and then Eric Cuevas. That's two scheduled batters. Benavidez takes a strike. Benavidez fouls that one off up the first baseline for strike two. Next pitch is high from Jameson. Time called to play it by Benavidez.
Come on, Benny. Come on, Benny.
Alvin's gotten a run in the second and one in the fourth. Two runs on six hits. One, two is low. Alvin's offense has been quiet here this afternoon. It's the 14th inning of the day, and so far they've only scored three times. Jameson misses outside. Counts full now to Benavidez, 3-2. Yes, foul out of play. Jameson's in his windup. Brings the next pitch in again. Foul out of play. Two again, and that is going to be fouled right off the lower leg of Benavidez.
Keep fighting, kid.
Benavidez want. Trying to walk it off.
Check that ball.
Benavidez still trying to shake it off. See, now it comes back into the box. Three, two. Outside of Benavidez works the leadoff walk. Lineup turns over here for Alvin. Sean Correa coming to the plate. First pitch of Correa. Grounded, just foul down the third base line. Next pitch. And that's going to fall in at the strike zone. It's quickly 0-2 here to Correa.
Right here, baby.
Jamison brings it. Correa lines this one to right, but it's going to hang up and able to make a sliding catch. Is Masick for out number one. Got a pinch hitter here for Alvin. It's going to be Braden Bonson coming to plate. First at bat of the day for Bonson as he takes a strike. Yeah, one. Popped up. Foul. So Jamison jumps ahead here on Bonson 0-2.
There you go, Bonson, right here, baby.
Long pause by Jamison. Now he's going to step off.
Let's go, two right here. There you go, Bonson.
Now Jamison's ready. Brings the 0-2, misses inside. One, two, pitch on its way, and that's going to be a ground ball foul, first base line.
Hey, let's go, 1-2 right here, baby.
Come on,
Boston. Find the way out, kid, right here, battle.
1-2 again. That's a change up. Bonson was out in front on that swing. Second out of the inning, and now Temple is down to their just one out away. We're splitting this doubleheader here today. Sean Cannell coming to the plate for Alvin. Cannell 0 for 3 here in game 2. Takes ball 1.
Go, Chupi, right here, baby.
One out. And again, it's low.
Come on, Sean.
Furlong pitched the first 5 innings for Temple. Gave up 6 hits and 2 runs, striking out 4. Second inning of work so far for Jamison.
He's
giving up a 1 walk, 1 strikeout, no hits. 2-0. It's now that pitch being low. It's now 3-0. Ruben Almaguer will be the next Dolphin batter.
Go to the player, kid.
Well, Sean, huh, babe?
3-0. There's a strike.
Well, you can get out of one. Go, Sean, go, babe. Go, Sean, huh, babe?
Your pants, Niners.
Hey, still got to be you, kid. Still got to be you. Zach, you ready? Let's go, Niner.
3-1. It's going to be a ground ball to third. Carlton up with it. He'll go to second. They get the force out there, and there's the third out here in the bottom of the seventh, and that's going to be your ball game. As the two teams do split here this afternoon, Alvin winning the first game 1-0, and then Temple winning their second game 9-2. So Temple goes to 2-2 overall as they split the four games here in this opening weekend. Alvin goes to 2-1, their first loss here in 2017. Temple play next on Friday against Blinn. Alvin play next Saturday against Angelina. Furlong picks up the win for Temple as Wood takes the loss for Alvin. Here in game two for Temple, Davila had two runs on a double and a single. Carlton had a couple singles. Masick had a hit. Brooks had a double. Stagent went 3-for-4, two singles and a double. But it was Baylor Rowlett, 3-for-4, two-run home run, two-run double, two-run home run. Two home runs, six RBIs for Rowlett here in game two. As that will be a wrap here on opening weekend here in the 2017 season. As this begins our 3.5-month journey, this will culminate, it's about mid-May.
2 days and four games.
And we'll have a couple teams make it to the World Series up in Colorado. Now, who will it be? Temple's out of Region 5. They have a chance, obviously. And Alvin out of Region 14. They have a chance. But it's been a while for both of the teams to make it to the World Series. We'll see how this season unfolds. Your finals here today. Alvin, 1-0 in game one. Temple, 9-2 in game number two. Till next weekend. So long, everybody.
Been brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota, Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes them home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Hoss Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball.
Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region, setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.